1965.
Having a Mizzou watch party? Serve only the best brats to your guests from G&W Meat. G&W has over 30 varieties of sausage made right on site in South City. Visit the shop Wednesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off South Kings Highway.
You can't beat G&W Meat.
For more, go to gwsausage.com.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
alcoholics, the unemployable,
yep,
angry loners.
That's radio, people.
So get loose and
describes
up.
Us.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
To a T. What does that mean, to a T?
I don't know.
Description is perfect, yeah. Right to a T. I don't know what that means. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 7th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. My wife and I went into the showroom this past weekend, and Tom Price was there. We went next door, had a little lunch, and I got to see some really, really cool stuff in that showroom. And you can, too. And we'll talk more about them and what they do and how they do it after this.
Hey!
Well, it's that time again, and as we do every day, we introduce the other people in the room. Let's start with the control board operator, because that's a very important job. No control board, no turning on of the microphones, or hitting of the music, or opening the mics for Bruce Limpers in the All-Boy Orchestra. And the man that does that is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, then you need to talk to Mark and Jason, because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss. He's a professor, he's a minister, he's a bass player, he skates, plays hockey. The man does it all, and he does impressions on top of all that.
Yep.
And he's also the world's worst producer. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
That made you sound pretty important.
Yeah,
that.
It did.
You didn't even realize. Accomplished harmonica player. You didn't even realize how accomplished you were.
I ran through that.
What?
When we were at the Brothers concert the other night, Jeff Perry, you know that minister, he got up and was playing harmonica with this band. And he's actually really, really good. But someone turned around and knew that I was there, and they said, he doesn't hold a candle to you.
Well,
your
harmonica
playing.
I'm sure he's good, but Dan, what you don't realize, you don't hear yourself the way others hear you. You're so much better than you, I've heard you say, oh, I'm not that good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Au contraire.
Haven't all the greats said that?
Au contraire.
Al Einstein, oh, I'm not that smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan, don't underestimate yourself, all right? Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses hind end.
And I can't eat whatever this is that Rad Boy brought in. It's a bowl full of... There's like little green marbles and little yellow marbles. He said it's called... What in peas?
Cheese.
Cheese and peas. He's made little cheese balls the size of peas, and he mixed them up together, and it's cheese and peas. It's a special dish he's got. No, thank you. One, I don't like green peas, okay? How about it for Bruce Limpert and the All Boys Orchestra?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all about cheese with Red Boy. Hey, do either one of you watch The Blacklist?
No.
Oh, man. You're missing one of the great network shows. I mean, to be on a regular network, this thing. And the funny thing is, I never cared for James Spader. He was just not somebody. Man, is he brilliant in this, and he's perfect.
Odd guy.
He's very odd, but so is this character on The Blacklist. So it's one of those you may want to pick up, you know, the first season at some point. So this weekend, my wife and I went to the Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home showroom. And she really kind of didn't want to go. She didn't feel very well. She had a cold. And I said, cold or no cold, you get that coat on and we're going.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's exactly what I said to her. And she said, I'm sorry, for a minute I forgot my place.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. And
she realized eventually.
And I said, and that's happening a little too often lately. I said, so go get that car warmed up. And she did, and we went into Thompson Price, and Crystal was at the front desk. Great name, Crystal, when you're talking about fixtures and stuff. And it's just, it's interesting to see what can be done with, and let's just take a kitchen. What can be done with what used to be just a place where mom, I'm going back to the old days, where mom washed dishes and put something in the oven. That's what the kitchen was. That's it. Now, it's a spectacular part of the house if you do it upright, with incredible lighting and some of these backsplashes and cabinets and the different stones you can use and these sinks. Man, we saw a sink. This, you could set a Volkswagen in it. It's the biggest sink I ever saw. Because if you ever get a sink so small, you try to put a skillet in it, it wouldn't fit in. Mm-hmm. You know. And then the bathroom. Bathroom used to be a place with a toilet and a sink. And you shaved in there and you pooped and you peed and you maybe washed your face or something. That was it. Not anymore. I showed my wife, and I don't know if she had seen it or not, but that electric toilet, it's a conversion kit, by the way, that you could put on your toilet. You just need electrical power to the bathroom, which you probably have if you have a light switch in there. And it's got all these settings on it. There's a symbol for man and a symbol for woman. And you push it if you're a man, you push man. If you're a woman, you push woman. And that will tell the thing where to spray the water.
Whoa.
Toward the front or toward the back. And then there's a drying element. And then the seat is heated. And then you get into the mirrors and the cabinets. We saw a bathroom that could be done on, for anybody that has a real small bathroom. And why they still put tubs in some houses, multiple tubs, is beyond me. Nobody uses a couple of bathtubs.
Yeah.
Put a shower in it. So they have an example of what can be done with a real small space. It's unbelievable. It's so spectacular. It doesn't have to be big to be spectacular. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Go to their showroom. The only problem with it is you're going to see what amounts to not even the tip of the iceberg. It's just a few great examples. There are thousands of ideas, thousands of combinations of faucets and stone and marble and sinks, and it's pretty amazing what real pros can do. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Oh, and once again, he has been asked, I think it's March of this year, to come to the home show and speak again, and we'll be having tickets to give away to that. That's down the road. We're still just barely into January. I'll keep you posted on that. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. The showroom is in De Pere. It's about a half mile east of 270 on the left side as you're going east. Right next to McAllister's Deli in the shopping center with TJ Maxx. And their website is thompsonprice.com. Remember, you want the name Price. in the kitchen and bath company you hire. Yeah, the Super Bowl ads are sold out. Highest price ever, $4 million for 30 seconds.
Wow.
And one of the new entries, you'll see, is, and for the life of me, I don't know that I get this whole pistachio campaign. They had that sigh, that dancer, and somebody, here's how they eat pistachios. What is that about?
I don't know.
And how come I don't see any cashew commercials or pecan or walnut or almond?
They hire all those huge celebrities.
Is it all about, is that a big industry, farming pistachios? So Stephen Colbert is going to do a pistachios thing. And when I saw that, the two things hit me. One, what's the deal with all the pistachio advertising? Because one, it's a lot of work for a little nut if you do the shell thing. And Stephen Colbert, I should know more about this guy. He's a comedian, right? Do you follow him?
No, I don't watch his show.
I don't
Colbert
either.
Report? No, because it's really political based.
Yeah, but I feel so out of it, though. Because
he started on The Daily Show.
Right.
I don't know if his background is stand-up.
But I keep seeing Stephen Colbert, and I feel like, well, I should know who this guy is. I've never watched the guy. I don't even know where to find what he does.
It's real political, though. I don't know if
you'd like
it.
Okay, well, that's why, because I don't like a lot of political stuff. The Farmer's Almanac came out last year, actually. Or very early this year. I think it was the end of the fall of last year for 2013 into 2014, and they do their weather predictions. They could not have been more dead on.
Really?
I heard one of the news the TV reading from the farm, describing this winter. It was unbelievable how accurate they were at saying that about this time of year that two-thirds of the country would be in a deep freeze like they'd never seen for decades. And then they mentioned that the Farmer's Almanac, the formula they use, it's a combination of things. They study agriculture, they study the stars, they study the phases of the moon, and it said they examine the planets.
Mm.
And I got to thinking, and I think if you want to know, I guess if you want to know what kind of winter we're going to have, just take a good, long, hard look at Uranus.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I think that's the planet that probably will tell you the most. You want to know, what's the weather going to be? Look at Uranus.
Yeah.
It is amazing, though, because they do all the woolly worm stuff. And that makes sense to me. If a worm has a lot of fur on it, well, that says, hey, he knows what's coming.
Yeah, and they say that the Farmer's Almanac is probably right more times than they're wrong.
Oh, I'll bet it's right more than the forecasters who go, well, the spring is.
Yeah.
They probably are. There's a kid, I didn't catch all the story where he lives, but obviously somewhere cold. This kid, to raise money for a charity, decided to live outside. Now, granted, he's in his own yard, but he's living outside for a full year, which means that right now it's really cold.
Mm.
He built like an igloo. He's living in an ice cave. And I've asked this before, and I'm not sure what the answer was or is. How does that work when, like, an Eskimo lives in an ice igloo? It's ice. Why is it warm in there? And if you get it warm, why doesn't your ceiling and why don't your walls start melting?
Yeah, you can't build a fire.
I don't think you build a fire in there. Yeah.
But what makes it warm? It's not really
just the
warm.
Thickness, I guess, of the.
I don't get it. I don't.
It's like the wind. I mean, he keeps the wind out.
Well,
I'm
so
sure
would
that's
living in a refrigerator would keep the wind. They close the door and
right.
The refrigerator.
And
still
it would
cold.
Be warmer than outside, I guess.
But he built an ice cave, and he's living. He's going to do the whole year for whatever reason. Consumer Electronics Show is going on in Las Vegas. Once in my life, I got to go to that show, and I don't ever want to go again. It's overwhelming. It's sensory overload. I'm not kidding. You see more electronic technology, and you want everything. So
yeah.
I don't want to go back. A couple of highlights of the show. Check this out. Sharp is showing off an 85-inch 8K TV.
Whoa.
8K.
Yes. It delivers 3D without glasses. I knew this would happen. I knew somebody would figure this out. So you've got a huge 85-inch guy. You know what? I'd be all over this when the price came down.
Man.
3D without the glasses. It gets better, though. Check this out. Sharp has 19 different displays that are 60 inches or larger that are coming to stores later this year. Let me repeat that. This year in stores, Sharp, just the brand Sharp, will have 19 different televisions that are 60 inches or more.
Wow.
Among these are two 60-inch and 70-inch THX-certified ultra-high-definition displays. Display meaning screen. That'll be priced from $5,000 to $6,000. Vizio is offering a 120-inch television. Samsung has one that size that is already on sale. It goes on sale this year in South Korea. The TV is $150,000.
Good Lord.
Oh man. They say the 120-inch TV will take up essentially most of your wall, obviously, and weighs 400 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like a,
that goes away from the light TV concept recently.
That's like a movie screen.
Now, this is a great idea. And they're showing this at the Consumer Electronics Show also. You all know that our bulbs are being replaced with LED bulbs. You no longer are going to be able to
buy
a lamp, a 60-watt bulb that's an incandescent. You can't do it.
And not even the specialty bulbs, those great big ones. You know, you got big bulbs and you got those, like those.
Well, I bought at the hardware store the other this past weekend. I bought a blister pack of like six 25-watt candelabra bulbs.
Yeah.
For our chandelier, one of our bulbs was out. But you're going to have to get them now because they're not going to keep making them. But check this out. And this is such a great idea. There's a company. What the heck is the name of the company? It's a well-known electric. Bilkin, you know what I'm talking about? Bilkin, it's something like that. They have developed an LED light bulb. Now, think of a regular bulb you'd screw into a lamp. It looks just like a bulb, but it's LED. But built into the base of the bulb is a battery. And while the light is on, you are keeping the battery charged. If your power goes out at your house and you had these bulbs, your house would stay lit up for up to 4 hours.
Wow.
Those bulbs keep burning. Isn't that a great
idea? That's
awesome. Doesn't that make all the sense in the world
to do
that?
Yeah, it does.
It says still shines for as long as 4 hours. So at our house, I know if the power goes out, the whole house just goes dark. And you know, well, you'll still know the power's out because your heating and air conditioning will be off and maybe your TV will go out. But at least you don't have to stumble around. Where's the candles?
Yeah.
Where's the flashlight? Where
are you going to go to the bathroom? You're right. Always turning the switch on.
And you know that as we eventually replace every bulb in the house with LED, if you had even a dozen of these, your house is still lit up. I think it's a great idea. Boy, this is not a joke, and I'm not making this up. There's a series on TLC, the Learning Channel, called Sex Sent Me to the Emergency Room. It's a real series. Sex Sent Me to the ER. And there's an episode that's coming up. The couple's name is Liz and Eric, and they're recounting their embarrassing emergency room visit when Liz, his wife, she had an orgasm that would not stop. It wouldn't quit. Listen to this. A 3-hour continuous orgasm.
Man.
They said that they were getting it on before they went to work, and as he got out of bed, he realized, she's still in the throes of this, the height of ecstasy. An hour later, she's still, she can't stop it. And he said he started like jumping up and down on the bed or doing it, see if he could to shut this off. She said, I started to drink wine to see if I could calm my system down. I tried everything. I could not stop having an orgasm. Eventually, after 2 hours of an orgasm that wouldn't stop, they both headed for the emergency room. And
he walked
it
in.
Continued for another hour in the hospital when it finally...
Yeah, we were doing it. My wife's still having an orgasm. Yeah. I don't know.
Pretty good.
Yep.
You know what? This sounds like a pretty good series, this TLC thing.
Yeah.
Sex Sent Me to the ER. That's the name of the series. How much time do I have? I think I'm okay. The prediction is that by 2019, 5 years from now, we will have 75, on any given day, any given time, 7,500 drones in the air. We should have gotten in the drone business.
Oh, no kidding.
This drone thing is unbelievable. 7,500 in the United States in the air at any given time, 5 years from now.
Wow.
And that should bring us to joke time. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'm rapidly running out of cold weather jokes. We did the snowmobile. We did the igloo. We did the blonde joke yesterday. Got another blonde cold joke for you. And it's husband and his blonde wife. And they're at the breakfast table and the radio's on. And they hear, and it's a blizzard. And it's expected to last for a few days. And she hears the guy on the radio say, and again, city officials are asking you, please cooperate. And those of you who live on, and he names some streets that ran east and west. Anyone living on a street running east to west, please, today, park your car on the north side of the street so the snowplows can get through. And tomorrow we'll be reminding you to park your car on the south side of the street. Well, his wife jumps up, puts her coats on, grabs the keys, runs outside and comes back in. He said, what was that all about? She said, didn't you hear the guy? He said, yeah, we live on an east and west street. He said, park your car. So I moved our car to the parking on the north side of the street. The next morning, they're at the breakfast table. Again, the announcer. And remember, city officials are asking today, those of you living on these east to west streets, please park your car on the south side of the street so the plows can do the other side. She grabs her coat, throws it, gets the keys, runs out, comes back in. He said, honey, what are you doing? She says, didn't you hear him? Didn't you hear the man? I moved my car. I put my car on the south side of the street. The next day, breakfast table, announcer comes again. And again, we're alternating days. Those of you living east-west, again today, please park on the north side of the street. She jumps up, grabs her coat. He says, honey, to his blonde wife. He says, honey, I got an idea. To make this easier on you and on the city officials, why don't you just leave the car in the garage?
All right, let's see how things are moving out there. We've had some problems this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
And we still do. A new accident on northbound 270 / eastbound 270 just before 370. Two lanes are blocked and traffic is backed up to Highway 70. On westbound 70, you're slow past Jennings Station Road. It's going to be slow pockets all the way out to the Blanchette Bridge. On southbound 55, it's slow between Highway 270 all the way down through Imperial Main in pockets. On westbound 364, it's pretty jammed up between 270 down through the Maryland Heights Expressway. Once you get beyond that, it's still a slow go as you make your way towards Highway 94. Still working with that accident northbound 55 just north of Lindbergh, but now two left lanes are getting by. And they're also working with that accident westbound 44 before Big Bend. Looks like the right lane is blocked, but traffic is backed up to Shrewsbury. Then you're going to find it stop and go again from 270 out through 141. This traffic report brought to you by Radio Shack. Get up to $300 when you trade in your eligible working phone at Radio Shack through January 31st. Details at RadioShack.com. Void where prohibited. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Made it to midweek. Hopefully the kids are back in school. St. Louis continues to dig out. Martin and Randy will be here for you every Wednesday. We have the drive-thru featuring a great local St. Louis restaurant. This week it'll be Copia from downtown. Also our visit with Don Lemon, the CNN anchor. And don't forget Friday, Jane Pauley with us in studio.
The Martin Kilcoin Show. Weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
just calling to let you know what a great experience I had.
You really got us to a better place.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. People all over St. Louis are taking advantage of our low interest rates and great customer service. Home values are rising, and with rates still so low, the time to refinance is right now.
You know, after you told me how much money I could save every month, I thought, well, that's almost a car payment.
Don't be left behind. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants. Pay off those high interest rate credit cards and save hundreds, even thousands of dollars.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the threes, make the call today. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
Get you to a better place. NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Installing solar panels on your roof can significantly increase energy efficiency and lower utility bills. And who doesn't want that? For your peace of mind, you know you can trust the experience and expertise of Frederick Roofing when it comes to installing solar roof panels. Frederick provides a complete line of solar roof panels for residential and commercial roofs. You can depend on Frederick to install the best solar roof system to start knocking down those utility bills. New government incentives are available to help you save up to 50% on the cost of solar panel roofing installation. So if you're ready to go green and lower your utility bills and carbon footprint while increasing your property value, seriously consider a clean power plan from Frederick Roofing. It's the smart thing to do. You can sign up online at www.4asolarroof.com. You'll be on your way to reducing those energy bills.
For a hole in your roof, or a hole you
St. Louis, 314-645-2000.
I'm Car Gal from Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer. Let's go to the phones and talk to Kathy in Belleville. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Car Gal.
What can we do for you?
Well, my husband Ray and I are expecting soon.
Congratulations. That's great.
Yeah, this will be our third. And with all the car seats and everything, we need to trade up for a roomier vehicle, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. And I'm going to recommend two Hondas for you and Ray to check out at Meyer Honda.
Okay.
The new Honda Odyssey that seats eight, an excellent family vehicle, and the new Honda Pilot that also seats eight, but a little sportier. Both the Odyssey and the Pilot have tons of room for your growing family, and Meyer Honda has a wonderful selection.
Thanks. We'll head for Meyer Honda as soon as I can make another trip to the bathroom.
You go, girl.
Yeah, you too.
No, I mean go, girl. Go. You meet the nicest people in a Meyer Honda.
Meyer Honda has a model that's perfect for your needs and lifestyle. Stop by today for a test drive. Your Gateway Honda dealer, Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
If you are thinking of new hardwood floors this year, don't miss out on this one. Midwest Floors Hardwood Clearance Sale. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For a limited time, Midwest Floor will be reducing its inventory on a great selection of birch hardwood flooring. You can have beautiful 5-inch wide hand-scraped birch hardwood for an incredible $379 a square foot. That's right, you can have one of the most beautiful hardwood floors made. 5-inch wide hand-scraped birch for only $379 a square foot. And with your choice of 8 gorgeous pre-finished colors, you can't go wrong. So start your year off right with the new hardwood floor. Hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of these great in-stock savings during our hardwood clearance sale. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Hi, I'm John Shea, here to tell you about a company I think a lot of listeners will find extremely useful. It's called Pitch It. Pitch It is a residential and commercial junk removal service. At Pitch It, their model is Pitch It and Forget It. Call Pitch It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It is a locally owned and operated handling and junk removal service. They're fast, friendly, reliable, and affordable. Their professionals will show up at your location so you don't have to move your unwanted items to the curb or to the porch. They'll do it. So give them a call, 314-932-1100. Or see their website at pitchit.us.
The RVs roll into St. Louis Thursday through Sunday for the St. Louis RV Show. On display and for sale are hundreds of RVs. The latest and easy-to-tow campers, affordable trailers, and luxurious motorhomes. The St. Louis RV Show, Thursday through Sunday. Website at sdlrv.com.
Happy holidays from K-Bova Realty. Big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find Kay at www.sellingstlewis.com.
When you're gonna let me get sober, leave me alone, let me go home, let me go home and start over.
Yes, we're going to Southern California, where they grow a lot of grapes to make a lot of wine, and the man who drinks a lot of that wine is Mike Evans, and he is brought to you courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Talk about good wine. You go to Annie Gunn's and you're like me, you know anything about wine, go, you select something. Give them a price range. I don't want the $300 bottle. They know what they're doing over there at Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, both right next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that I present Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Anyway!
No! No.
You still drinking that 18-year-old wine?
I know that scotch, if scotch is 18-year, that's supposed to be some really primo, correct, Peon? Like 12-year-old scotch is fairly common, 10-year-old. But you get like the 18-year-old scotch, you're in some high-dollar stuff. It still stinks. It's still scotch.
This is good wine.
No, you said that. Said that yesterday.
Sounds like it.
Pop quiz question, something different for the rest of the week. Since most people are listening while they're driving,
right.
Pop quiz question is all about drivers the rest of the week. Today, where are the most ignorant drivers in America? Florida, Washington, D.C., or Alaska? Most ignorant drivers in America.
Based on what? What makes an ignorant driver?
That's all you're going to get.
Okay.
New list of best dressed, according to the New York Fashion Weekly. Kate Middleton.
She is
beautiful. Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Jennifer Lawrence.
He's a little guy, right?
Yeah. Worst dressed celebrity. This guy isn't even a celebrity, and I think it's because he showed up at the White House wearing overalls one time. Jesse Ventura, worst dressed celebrity.
Oh.
He's an idiot. TV review. From the press screenings that I've been getting, I got to tell you, the new American Idol looks better than it has in years. Judges Harry Connick Jr., Jennifer Lopez, Keith Urban add a new, different mix, new, spontaneous look, a lot of fun to the show. The show has a different set. The format's been tweaked. The talent's better. It really is a better show. Finally, it's been so bad for the last 3 or 4 years. American Idol debuts Wednesday, January 15th on Fox.
Connick's career took a huge turn towards success when he changed his name from Clean Shaven Connick Jr.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Harry.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, everybody.
It's still not the CPAP.
No.
Smear.
Anyway.
No.
Heads up. I'll be headed to Beverly Hills Sunday.
You're going
to
be beheaded in Beverly Hills.
Golden Globes. The Oscar nominations will be announced next week, nominations for them. Here's a prediction. I'm going to predict two movies that will win Oscars on Academy Award night. I'm going to make an announced prediction right now, even though the nominations haven't even been announced.
Whoa, going out on a limb. Go ahead.
Best documentary will be Blackfish, the SeaWorld expose.
I didn't see that.
If you see it, you'll never go to SeaWorld again. And best special effects, I think, will go to Gravity.
That's a given.
There you go. Yeah. Sports shorts. The Days Inn Motel in Bergen, New Jersey is a hideous property. Only about a mile from the Meadowlands where the Super Bowl is being played. They usually charge about $125 a night. But the week of Super Bowl in February, they're going to charge $1,300 a night.
And, this is what, a Motel 6?
Yes, the Days Inn Motel in Bergen, New Jersey. Is that gouging or what?
Yep.
Of course it is.
Days Inn Motel. I hope they do something more than just leaving the lights on for you that week.
That should be against the law for somebody.
$1,300 a night. It's walking distance to the stadium.
Free country, Dan.
Yeah, I know.
Moving news, Rihanna.
No, not for me.
Has rented a $40,000 a month apartment in New York City.
Well, who of us hasn't done that?
$40,000 a month rental.
Wow.
Paul McCartney has offered $13 million for a three-bedroom, three-bath condo at the 1041 Fifth Avenue building in New York City. I know somebody in that building. It is a great building on Fifth Ave.
How much is it?
$13 million.
Three-bedroom, three-bath.
$13 million.
Speaking of rent, I read a funny story last night. Axl Rose, we all know him from Guns N' Roses. He rented a Tribeca apartment, 5,300 square feet. I don't know what the rent price was, but I'm guessing that's a pretty high rent. But he rented it for 2 years, and the owner doesn't think he ever stepped foot on the property.
Wow.
They think maybe he forgot about it. He forgot he rented the
apartment. Oh, my goodness.
And he just kept paying.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Let me tell you real quick. This is an interesting story. I went on a fishing trip years ago down to Florida. This is a true story. With a bunch of guys, and we're in a boat, and we're bass fishing, and there was what would have been a beautiful house that had just been trashed. The windows knocked out. And the fishing guide said, oh, that was a vacation home that Robin Williams had built. Never came down here. It sat, and once the word got out to the punks and the thugs in the community, they just used it for target practice, threw bottles at, and it was just completely demolished. And you could tell that it had been a beautiful home. And like you said, it's kind of like, oh yeah, I forgot I built that house in Florida.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have that much money to wear.
Man,
isn't that amazing?
It is.
You think? I mean, that's just wasteful. That's just bad.
You help a lot of people with what he spent on that house that Axl Rose never went to. Could help a lot of people.
He really messed with St. Louis, too, actually.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he got on stage and basically F-U, didn't he, St. Louis?
Walked off stage. Big old riot and everything.
It was ugly.
The welcome mat's not out here.
It was like a 4th of July or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was at Riverport.
Yeah,
at Riverport. Great venue, too.
Mm-hmm.
Huge block party in Chris Brown's neighborhood in the Hollywood Hills. The block party celebrating Chris putting his house up for sale and moving. They were so excited that he put his house up for sale. They called him the neighbor from hell because he was just impossible to be around. Noise, parties, painting walls, just the worst. Actually had a neighborhood block party when they found out he was leaving.
Well, that doesn't sound like the way a guy would act who beats up women.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. And finally.
No.
Where are the most ignorant drivers in America? Florida, Washington, D.C., or Alaska?
Oh, man. I'm going to say it's either Alaska or Washington. I'll say Washington, D.C.
I have to go with Florida.
I think we're supposed to go with Florida, so I'm going to go Washington, D.C.
The answer is Washington, D.C. And the reason is because of all the foreign dignitaries that come in from foreign countries and commute around inside the Beltline in Washington, D.C. The dignitaries and their staff, some of the staff will get driver's license and really don't learn about the actual laws of driving. A lot of the foreign dignitaries have diplomatic immunity. They don't even have a driver's license. They just drive anyway.
Yeah.
Therefore, according to the DMVs in Washington, D.C., they are the most ignorant drivers because they don't even have driver's license.
Makes sense.
There you go. Try to make sense. Try to take care of my bid. Anyway.
No.
Okay, hell with you. Mike Evans, Sam.
Well, I was thinking about the other day. Why do some places drive on the other side? Why? If we all drove on the right side, wouldn't it be great for the car manufacturing? They wouldn't have to make. See, we forget about that.
Yeah.
These assembly plants have to crank out millions of cars with the steering wheel on the right side.
Yeah, that's...
And if we all would drive on the same side,
it'd be so much easier for everybody to adjust.
And by the way, he's talking about people watching from other countries. I'll bet you that's part of the problem. Did you ever go try to drive somewhere where they drive on the left side
no.
of the road? I have. It's weird, man.
Yeah.
We have just trained ourselves, and it's very hard to flip everything, especially when you go around the center square in town. Oh, wait a minute. Now you're going clockwise. It's everything about it is just weird. How many of you listening are in pain? Now, I know a lot of you are. Sometimes it's because of age. Sometimes it's because of an injury, sports injury, an accident, maybe. Sometimes it's just genetics. Yeah, my dad had knee surgery when he was 50. And I have a place for you that you need to check out. The first thing you could do is just go to their website. It's Associated Physicians Group. This is such an impressive collection of medical people, rehab people, Dr. William Tom, who's the medical director, and then down the line to the board certified pain management people, and they have one goal, and that is to eliminate your pain, get rid of your pain, manage your pain, restore mobility, and give you your life back. And if it can be done without surgery, then why in the world would anybody not take that route? Knees, necks, backs, and shoulders, those are the big four. The big four parts of the body that people come in there for. And they come in pain. And when they're finished and the rehab is over, boy, are they glad they made this decision. They have three locations in Illinois, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville. And you'll find the alternative to knee replacement program also in that is in Creve Coeur, as well as those other three locations. In Creve Coeur, right behind Bristol. Which was closed today, because I went there and tried to go to lunch today, and they were closed today. APG, easy to remember if you think of all pain gone, which is what your goal is. That's what you'd like to have happen. It's not a program or a group of people or anything that I can tell you about and do it justice. You have to start with their website. So unless you like pain or you like being for the rest of your life on pain pills or you like surgery or whatever, you might want to check this website out. Again, it's Associated Physicians Group. APGPain.com.
Let's get another look at traffic now. Check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Yeah, hey, Dan. Yeah, it's crazy out there. I'll tell you that their earlier accident on northbound 55 near Lindbergh, that has been cleared. But we do have a couple incidents on southbound 55. The first one at Merrimack Bottom, a stalled tractor trailer. The second, south of Richardson Road. You've got two left lanes blocked due to a crash, and traffic is slow from Butler Hill Road. Westbound 44, jams from Jamison through Big Bend, where they're still working an accident just before Big Bend. Eastbound 70 is slow from Grand to the Edward Jones Dome. Southbound 270 is slow, 44. Through 55. Northbound 270 still working a crash just before Highway 370, blocking the two left lanes. You're backed up to Highway 70. Eastbound 40 at Clarkson or near Clarkson. You've got the left lane blocked with a crash, slow from Long Row or Boone's Crossing. Northbound 170, stop and go 70 through 270. Westbound 70, slow from 170 past the airport. And if you're traveling on westbound 364, you're still going to find it slow between 270 and the Maryland Heights Expressway. And this traffic report brought to you by Office Max. If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max. All at great prices. So stop by today and get right down to business. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join us for the Wednesday edition. We continue with Smoking Hot Chick Week.
My goal, to get one every day.
It's good to have kids. Lori Loughlin from Full House. She was Aunt Becky. She comes to the Hallmark Channel. You got to get that fixed. Also, we'll go back to the Consumer Electronics Show and more tech talk from Chris Breen and Johnny Law, too.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 until 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitchit at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitchit provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchit will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchit will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchit is an eco-friendly recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discount supply.
Illinois concealed carry licenses will be issued starting in January. Are you ready? Get training now at Metro Shooting Supplies. Illinois requires 16 hours of training. If you've already taken Metro's day one class, sign up now for day two to finish up. If you are new to Illinois training, sign up for day one and get 8 hours under your belt. Weekend classes available in Belleville and Bridgeton. Stop by and sign up today. Get your Illinois concealed carry training at Metro Shooting Supplies, buylearnshoot.com or facebook.com/Metro Training Academy.
All right. Well, I don't know about you, but this has just been fun for me. You guys feel the same?
Oh, yeah. Let's fantastic.
Do this again tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Rising temperatures have triggered water main breaks across the area, tying up traffic in the morning and evening commutes.
St. Louisans are suffering from cabin fever, where some are turning to break its grip.
Neither snow, sleet, or sub-zero temperatures will keep these guys from their job. I'll explain.
And our breaking news tonight is in Kirkwood, where an Amtrak train has collided with a tractor-trailer truck near Leffingwell. Bomarito Automotive Sky Fox caught the scene within the last hour. An Aerobox company truck is jackknifed over the tracks at this hour after being hit by a 5-car passenger train headed for Kansas City. The truck was pushed about 30 feet after the impact, which happened just east of the Kirkwood train station. There are no injuries, but authorities do figure on being at that scene for some time, clearing the accident. Fox 2 has several crews on the scene.